Our reading from the London Baptist Confession of Faith, it's found on the back of your bulletin, comes from chapter 19 of the Law of God in paragraph 3. Besides this law, commonly called moral, God was pleased to give to the people of Israel ceremonial laws containing several typical ordinances, partly of worship, prefiguring Christ, his graces, actions, sufferings, and benefits, and partly holding forth diverse instructions of moral duties, all which ceremonial laws, being appointed only to the time of Reformation, are, by Jesus Christ, the true Messiah and only lawgiver, who is furnished with power from the Father for that end, abrogated and taken away. Dear congregation, the Old Testament scriptures, those beautiful scriptures that we meditate on day and night, and as Christians, still profit from, still bow before God's authority speaking to us under, must see Jesus Christ in every page. Amen. For the Old Testament laws served a purpose for a time of reformation, meaning a time when they would be abrogated and done away. The sacrifices come to our minds most preeminently when talking of these things. This law, this moral law, the law of God, which he told the people of Israel to bring in sacrificial lambs, animals and bullocks and goats and doves that would take the place of themselves on the altar. These all prefigure Christ. These all point us to our loving and adoring and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. It is said that the priests, the rabbis who commented on some of these Old Testament passages about the sacrifice, were often said to when they brought the lamb forth to be slain. In Leviticus, we see that God tells them to put a hand on the head so that the sins of the people would be transferred onto the head of the animal, and the animal would be slain on behalf of the people. And some of those old rabbis, they commented, not one hand, but both hands, and lean with all your might upon the animal. All your might upon the head of the animal. So too, we must fully lean upon Jesus Christ, with not just hands, but feet and mind and heart. Our entire selves must be given over to Jesus Christ. For in him alone are the sacrifices, the Old Testament laws, the mandates, the commandments satisfied on our behalf. So when we stand before the terror of Mount Sinai, the terror of the law, for it is terrible, let us have recourse to our Savior. Let us have recourse to Christ and lean with all our might upon him. For he alone can satisfy on our behalf. And in this, dear believer, we find great joy. We must find great joy time and time again as we daily come before the altar, bringing our sacrificial lamb that is provided for us, namely Christ, who was offered on our behalf, who came willingly as a sacrifice, as a propitiation, as an atonement on our behalf. Let us continually rest in him, dear believers. As we look to the law, let us see Christ, just as much as we see Christ in the Gospels. Please rise for the singing of psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and the reading of God's holy word.